Hello, my name is Jack Saxmeyer, and I'm going to be interviewing my dad about how it was like to grow up in NYC. Are you ready, Dad?
Yes.
What do you think was the difference between growing up in NYC at my age versus how I'm growing up in LA in the 21st century?
Okay, so I think the best way for me to start is maybe thinking about how you get to school in the morning. When I was your age, I lived in Manhattan. And my middle school, or actually junior high school, was within walking distance from where I lived in the city. So, I would get up in the morning and walk out the door of my apartment and, you know, walk four or five blocks to my school. Whereas here in LA, you know, we have to get up early. I have to drive you to school. So that's one of the major differences. I walked.
Did you ever take the subway?
I took the subways and the buses to get around when I had to go places, but not to school. I was actually lucky enough to be able to walk to actually every school that I went to, from grade school to middle school or junior high school to high school. So I never actually had to take the bus or subway for school, but I took the bus or subway a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the major differences, is how I got to school. Also I noticed with your school, once you're in school for the day, you know, from the beginning to the end. But when I went to junior high school, we used to actually be able to go outside of school at lunchtime, which was kind of cool. So I didn't always have to pack the lunch like you kind of have to. I would, you know, at lunchtime we were allowed to leave the premises of the school, and I would walk to like the local pizza place or the local, you know, bagel store or local deli, and we could actually go get, you know, whatever we wanted for lunch. So that was kind of cool. And that's a little different than what I guess you do. So it's another difference.
Okay. So as a kid, what were some of your favorite places to go in NYC?
It's kind of the same as for me as it is for you. I mean, I like to go to movies a lot, you know, with my friends. The area I lived in was close to a place called Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper, where a lot of the kids who went to my school lived. So after school, we'd actually just go and hang out outside. You know, we'd go play football, we'd play baseball, whatever, you know, depending on what time of year it was, or whatever the sport that was being played, we would go and play, you know, and I'd kind of stay out until it was time to go home for dinner. Whereas you need to be picked up and dropped off everywhere. You know, everything in LA is about driving you someplace and dropping you off and picking you up. Where in New York, I just walked everywhere I went. Or like you said, I took the subway or the bus. You know, I didn't have to rely on my parents to get me places, where you kind of have to rely on us to get you places.
Okay, so my last question is, did you like NYC enough that would be to stay there for the rest of your life, or are you way happier here?
I like New York City. I liked growing up there. I thought it was kind of a fun place to grow up as a kid. It's New York City is very different now than it was when I grew up there. I'm kind of settled here, and you know, the whole family's here. So I think it would be kind of really difficult to pick everybody up and move everybody back.
But I would
never want to grow up someplace else, if that's what you're asking.
And one last question. What were some of the differences growing up with just your mom? And how do you think it would compare to me growing up in a 5-member family?
Well, you know, I think I had a lot of responsibility kind of put on me a lot earlier than you. I had to kind of do things for myself just because my mother didn't have the time. You know, she was a single working mom, and, you know, she worked long hours. And sometimes, you know, she just didn't have time to do the things that, you know, maybe me and mommy have time to do for you. Like, you know, and also the things that we're kind of right now trying to teach you to do on your own. Like, I would get up, I would make my own breakfast, I would pack my own lunch for school. I took care of getting myself to school. Like I said before, I walked to school. I didn't have somebody drive me. She was busy getting her stuff together and having her breakfast and getting herself off to work. Then when I got home, a lot of times when I would get home from school, she still wasn't home. She didn't get home from work until 6 or 7 at night. And sometimes she would get home, and, you know, as soon as she got home, she, you know, need to kind of make dinner. You know, sometimes I'd even help get stuff started, and she would make dinner. We'd have dinner, maybe watch TV together. You know, I'd already done all my homework. And, you know, we spent a little bit of time together and then go to bed. You know, I'd go to bed after that. But sometimes I would take care of doing my own laundry. I had a lot more chores, per se, than you do now. A lot more things that I needed to be responsible just because my mother didn't have the time to do. So I think that's one of the major differences. And that's one of the things me and mommy are always kind of trying to, you know, instill in you, is that you need to take more responsibility for yourself. And I think it really helped me, actually. You know, I think it helped me in my life to, you know, be able to do all those things and be able to be self-sufficient. And I was a lot more self-sufficient than most of my friends because of that. So I didn't have to rely on my mom to do everything for me. You know, I mean, it's nice to have a mom and dad around, and, you know, can balance doing all the things you need for you, but it's also nice to be able to feel that you can do things for yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.